these random facts.
Gosh! Great Odin's raven!
Excellent.
You ready?
Okay, now I did have a random fact lined up for you today, but then you told me something very interesting and said, listen to this, Ali, this would be cool for a random fact. So I thought, you know what it is? I'm going to use that today instead. So mine's got bumped till for Monday.
Right.
And I'm using your fact today.
So it's Gunnar's random fact
today.
Yeah,
it is your random fact that you told me, and so I'm going to use it, but you get the credit.
It must be good then.
Well, yes, it is. Now, New York City, it's amazing. It's a cornucopia of all kinds of people and foods.
And culture.
Culture. It is just the big melting pot.
It
is so awesome. But did you know, and here comes the fact, and you do know this because you told me.
Yes, I do know.
There are enough restaurants in New York City for one person to eat out every night for 54 years and never visit the same place twice.
Isn't that amazing?
That is crazy, isn't it? You might visit some crappy ones while you're there, but at least you've tried them all and you can say, I've eaten at everywhere in New York City. Took me 54 years, but here we are.
I wonder if you did the same thing in the Peel region, how long it would take you to...
Yeah, well, look, there's quite a lot of restaurants and stuff. Maybe wouldn't take 54 years, and
no.
New York City is massive, and it is just...
True.
Everywhere's dotted with tiny little restaurants, you know, like the diners and the pizzerias.
Sure.
Then the big chains and just all the different restaurants, and they're packed on all of the streets because I've been to New York City before. I think I only ate at about maybe 12 places.
So I did some maths on that. That's 19,710 different places you can eat in New York City.
Wow. That is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Ali, congratulations on that fact. That was brilliant.
Wasn't that a great fact? It was kind of half yours, half mine. There we go.
There we are. We'll both take credit for it.
Let's do it.